Governor Jack Markell asked lawmakers for $11.4 million for early childhood education. He got only $9.4 million. Office of Early Learning Executive Director Susan Perry Manning says that means her department is faced with tough choices regarding which programs to continue funding. She says the department will try to minimize direct cuts to children and young families, and instead look at cutting some of the infrastructure that supports higher quality assurance.
So for example, our STARS technical assistance will be a place we'll probably cut, probably need to cut some of our scholarship dollars for teachers.
Nearly $6 million is going into tiered reimbursement programs, helping families at the 200% or below federal poverty level pay for childcare. Perry Manning adds that a new study about the early childhood learning workforce, the workforce caring for children in group settings from birth to age 5, is coming this fall.
What their levels of education are and what their current compensation is, because we actually know nationally that about 40% of all early childhood educators actually use some form of public assistance to offset their income.
She says that right now, pay for early childhood educators simply doesn't reflect the work they're expected to do. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.